Is Daf is Megillah Daf Yud Ches. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We began the second parak of Maseches Megillah yesterday, and we started to discuss the halachos of Ksivas HaMegillah and Kriyas HaMegillah, and we were right in the middle of the discussion of the order of the brachos of Shmona Esrei. So the first thing we're going to do is go through the order of the brachos Shmona Esrei, why they're put in that order, and who is mesakein that order in the first place. And we're going to talk about being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to add on to the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not always a good thing. And then we're going to discuss the concept of Zechira, that Zechira doesn't just mean Baal Peh, but Zechira has to be Mitoch HaKsav. And we're going to talk about reading Megillah in other languages, and if people don't understand some of the words in the Megillah, and there's going to be a whole list of things, of words that the Chacham themselves sounds like they didn't know until they learned from unusual sources, from the Amos Tiberi Rebbe, from Arab merchants, that they just used these words, and they were able to tell by how these words were used what the words meant in Tanakh. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion: what if a person pauses in middle of Mikra Megillah, can he still be Yotzei by continuing, or does he have to go back to the beginning? If you leave out a word or a letter or a pasuk or a psukim are ruined or erased in some way, if a person is napping in middle of a Mikra Megillah, what if a person is writing the Megillah, and as he's writing the Megillah, he's reading it as he's writing it? So we're going to discuss that halacha as well, if a person is Yotzei. And some more issues of Kriya Mitoch HaKsav before the end of the daf. So let's begin. We left off on the second medium-sized line. We just got through saying that Melchama is a Schalta de Geula, and therefore, even though the Melchama at the end of days, at the Ben Yemos HaMashiach, is going to happen during the Shemitah year, we have the Bracha of Geula B'Shvius as the seventh Bracha, even though the actual Geula is not going to come till the eighth year, because we said Melchama is Nami a Schalta de Geula. Melchama is also called a Schalta de Geula. Chassam Sofer has a Gevaldik HaChiddush where he thinks that all milchamos are aschalta de gula, meaning even milchamos in Europe that involve two nations that don't really involve Jews. So now everything is aschalta de gula. All the milchamos, all the world events, in some way connects itself back to the Jews, and every milcham is aschalta de gula. Rav Schachter points out, at the very least, even if you don't accept the Chassam Sofer, that all milchamos are aschalta de gula, but milchamos of Eretz Yisrael, milchamos that clearly involve Jews and are about Jews and center around Jews, that certainly would be considered something that's a schalta de gula, that's a beginning of the gula process. And again, he points out that it's improper to pray for such milchamos to end, because we want the to end prematurely, because we want the gula to happen. So we don't pray for a ceasefire in such milchamos. We pray for the milchama to have a successful and unpainful outcome as quickly as possible, but that there should be an outcome. That's the concept of Milchama Aschalta de Geula, because we want the Geula to take its course. So Maro Loma Rafua Bishminis, why is it that we say the Bracha of Rufa'enu as the eighth Bracha of Shmona Esrei? Amar B'yachu Mitoch Shenitna Mila Bishminis Shetzrich Rafua Leficha Kavua Bishminis, because Mila is on the eighth day and Mila requires Rafua, so therefore the Bracha of Rufa'enu is in the eighth Bracha. Umaro Loma Birch Sashon. Why do we have the Birchas Hashanim as the ninth bracha? Amar Bechazadri Kenegin Mafkiyei Sha'arim. It's to relate to those who charge very high prices for food items. Dichsiv Shvar Zroa Rasha. So Birchas Hashanim says that there should be bracha, there should be plenty, and when there is a lot of supply, they're not going to be able to charge that much money for the food. They're not going to be able to raise the prices. David Ki Amra. So when David said it was in the ninth bracha that he said it. So it was not in the ninth. It was in the ninth chapter of Tehillim that he said it. Umaro lomar kibbutz galios la'achar birchas hashanim. Why is it that we have kibbutz galios after birchas hashanim? Tichsiv va'atem harei Yisrael anavchem titenu. Your branches should sprout forth. Uprichem tisu la'am Yisrael, and your fruits should be carried for klal Yisrael ki kirvulavo, because they're going to come very quickly. V'kivon sheniskabtu galios. Nasa din b'rishayim, and once we have a kibbutz galios, then there's going to be judgment for the rishayim. Shnemar v'ashivi yaday alayich ve'etzrov kivar sigayich. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cleanse out the rishayim from klal Yisrael. Uksiv v'ashivi shavtecha kivar rishona, and it says right after v'ashivi shavtecha kivar rishona. Kivan shenasa din min rishayim, and once there's going to be judgment against the rishayim, kalu aposhim v'kalu la zedim imayhem. The poshim and the zedim, the terrible people and the sinners, are going to be wiped out. Shneimar b'shever poshim v'chatoyim yachtav va'ozvi Hashem yichlu, that those who abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to be wiped out. V'kivin shekalu haposhim, and once the poshim are gone, so the bracha of the Rishayim of the Birchas Aminim is accomplished. Mr. Amemes, Karen Tzadikim, then the horn of the righteous is raised up. T'chsiv v'chol karnei Rishayim agadeya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cuts down the karnei Rishayim t'rom emena karnos tzadik, but the karen of the tzadik is then going to be lifted up. V'kol el geri tzadikim atzadikim, and together with the tzadikim, we include the geri tzadik. Shneim b'nei seva takum v'darta b'nei zaken. That's a reference to the tzadikim. Zaken refers to zeh shekana chachma, the Gemara says in Kiddushin. It refers to talmidei chachamim. V'samachle, and right after that it says v'chiyagur itchem ger. It refers to gerim. V'heichon misramemes karnam, and where is the karen of the gerim going to be raised up? B'Yerushalayim. Shneim rashal shlom Yerushalayim yishloyu o'avayich. V'kivin shenivnis Yerushalayim, and once Yerushalayim is built, ba David, that's when David HaMelech comes along. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Achra Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael, Bikshuras Hashem Elokeihem, Vez David Malcolm, Vikivin Shab, Vez David Malcolm, that David is going to come after Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael, after Klal Yisrael returns to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi points out that it's not just Yerushalayim, Achra Yeshuvu Le Beis HaMikdash, U Bikshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vez David Malcolm. So that's when we're going to have a Malchus based David. The Brisk Rav just points out, you see that the Gemara from this Gemara, the Bakasha from Malchus based David is not only in the bracha Ves Semach David. We learn a Bikshu Es Hashem Elokeihem Ves David Malkam. So why do we mention? We mention again in Bonu Yerushalayim the Malchisei David Avdecha Meheru L'So Chatachin. So you have a Semach David, and then you also have in Bonu Yerushalayim Malchisei David Avdecha Meheru L'So Chatachin. Why is it if we already have a special bracha just for Malchus based David that we're going to mention Malchus based David again in another bracha? So the Brisker, first of all, it should be noted in the Rambam's Nusach HaTfilah, Malchus based David is not mentioned in Bonu Yerushalayim, but the Brisker Rav points out, according to our Nusach HaTfilah, so in the Griz Alatari says the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash and the Inyan of Malchus based David are very much connected to each other. In Sefer Malachim Parakhes, it says Lo b'charti bi'ir mikol shiftei Yisrael livnos bayis ve'evchar b'David lios alam Yisrael, that you see that the Bechira of David was a hachana for the Binyan Beis HaBechira. That even though, what do we say in Ben Yerachman Yakum Lanu Asukas David Hanafelas? What's the Sukkot David on the fellas, the Beis HaMikdash. David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but David's appointment as king was the groundwork for the Beis HaMikdash. David himself is the one that laid all the groundwork for Shlomo HaMelech to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo never would have been able to build the Beis HaMikdash if not for everything that David put in place to enable him to do so. So the Malchus Beis David is very much connected to the Beis HaMikdash. The Brisker Rav points out from Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Chav Beis, Yerushalayim HaBnuya Ki Ir SheChubra Lo Yachtav, and goes on to say, Ki Shama Yashvu Kisos LeMishpat Kisos LeBeis David, that we talk about the Beis David right after we talk about the Yerushalayim HaBnuya, the Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Brisker Rav explains that based on that you understand the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam writes, Kol Mi Shelo Amar Malchus Beis David BeBracha Zu, anyone who skips a mention of the Malchus Beis David in the third bracha of benching, in the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim, lo yotze yidei chavaso, is not yotze yischiv, mipnei shehi ikar abracha, shein nechama gemura el b'chazaris Malchus Beis David. The only complete nechama is with the Malchus Beis David as well. So he says that's why we have the additional bakasha of Al Kisei David in the bracha of Bona Yerushalayim, after we already have its own bracha of Esemach David, because aside from the general tefillah that we want Malchus based David to return, we want the Malchus to come together with Binyan Yerushalayim, because it's a tenai in Binyan Yerushalayim. It's part of not only its own maila of having Malchus based David, it's part of the maila of Yerushalayim bibnuya bibinyana rather as well. So the Gemara goes on now in the second line in the page Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Kivan Shabbat David Basa Tefillah, and once we have David, we have tefillah. Shneimar v'aviyosim el harkachi v'simachtim beveis tefilasi. V'kivin shabasa tefillah basa avoda. And once we have tefillah, we then have avoda. Shneimar olaseim v'zivcheim l'ratzon al mizbechi. V'kivin shabasa avoda basa toda. And once we have avoda, we then have toda. Shneimar zoveach toda yichabdineni. That zoveach toda. That toda comes after any carbon. Umar ro lo mebrichs kohanim achar hoda'a. Why is it that we're misakin birchs kohanim after hoda'a in Shmoneh Esrei? D'chsiv v'yis harun es yad So you see that relates directly to Birchus Kohanim after Aaron after the Karbanos. But Ema Kodem Avoda, why don't we just do it before Avoda then? Meaning, if it relates to Avoda, we should do the Birchus Kohanim before Avoda. Lo sal gadai dichsiv vayerid me asos hachatos miksiv la asos me asos ksiv. It says that Aaron does the Birchus Kohanim after he does the chatos. Doesn't say that he goes from Birchus Kohanim to doing the chatos, to doing the karbanos. So therefore, Birchus Kohanim has to be after Avoda, cannot be before Avoda. Great, so it's got to be after Avoda, but why does it have to be after Hoda'a? V'leimra achar ha'avoda. So just say Birchus Kohanim right after Avoda, before Hoda'a. Why do we have Hoda'a first? Lo salgadai tichtuchsiv zoveach toda. It says zoveach toda, so we assume zoveach toda refers to the Hoda'a. So maichas desamchus ahai smoch ahai. Yeah, but why would you rely on that pasuk? Why not the other pasuk? Ve'erin ma'asos achat asvola v'ashlamim. That implies that it's just regular Avoda, not the Toda. Not Hoda'a. So why would we use that pasuk more than the other? So says the Gemara, Mistavra Avoda v'Hoda'a Chada Milsihi. It's most Mistavra that Avoda and Hoda'a are very much connected to each other. So we'd rather not put anything else in between Avoda and Hoda'a. So once we know that Birchus Kohanim has to be associated with Karbanos and has to be associated with Toda, we put it after that set of Avoda and Hoda'a. There's an interesting discussion in the poskim. What if you have Kohanim that did not say Birchus Kohanim until the Chazan finished the bracha of Sim Shalom? Rav Yashav actually has a tshuva about this. The Chazan forgot and he went and no one stopped him. Everyone was half asleep during Chazaras Hashatz, and he finishes the bracha of Sim Shalom and they did not yet do Birchus Kohanim. So can you still do Birchus Kohanim at that point, or did you lose out? Do we assume that once they in the tshuva Salachas Ketanos, he says that it could be that since they were kovered Birchus Kohanim together with Sim Shalom, based on what it says in our Gemara, because we're about to actually get to that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's read it in the Gemara. Umaro lomer Sim Shalom achar Birchus Kohanim. Why is it that Sim Shalom is right after Birchus Kohanim? Dichsiv is Samu Shmi al Bnei Yisrael v'ani avarchem. Bracha da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. The ultimate bracha of Hashem is Shalom. Shnemar Hashem Yivrech Samo b'Shalom. So we want Birchus Kohanim associated with Shalom. So says the Tshuvas Halachas Ketanos. It could be that since we're associating Birchus Kohanim together with Sim Shalom, because they're both related to the ultimate bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it could be that Birchus Kohanim doesn't have to dafka be before Sim Shalom. Maybe as long as it could be after Sim Shalom also, as long as it's still associated with Sim Shalom. But he says it's more mistaver that you have to go back to Ritzei, that the Gemara sounds like they were koveyed a specific spot in Shemona Esrei. Ma'arolom Birchus Kohanim Achar Hodah. It's not just that it's associated with Sim Shalom. It has to dafka be Achar Hodah. So it sounds like it's part of the Seder of Shemona Esrei. So if it's part of the Seder of Shemona Esrei, it should be like everything else in the Seder of Shemona Esrei, where the Seder is actually Ma'akev, and that's the approach of the Halachas Ketanos, that we view Birchus Kohanim. It's an unusual thing because it's a separate mitzvah that we do in the context of Shemona Esrei. So how much do you view it as a separate mitzvah, and how much do you view it as part of Shemona Esrei? So he says, well, if you miss it and you finish Shemona Esrei, it's too late. It is part of Shemona Esrei. Meaning the Halachas Ketanos views it very much as a part of Shemona Esrei. Chasam Sofer in Etshuva and Simchav Gimel and Orachaim also seems to view it very much as a part of Shemona Esrei. He says that if you have a Kohen that was Nosei Kapov already today, and then he goes to a different shul, and the other shul is going a little slower, he gets to the other shul and they get up to Birchus Kohanim while the Kohen is there, that he has a Chiv to be Nosei Kapov again, because that's part of the chiyuv of tefillas at Tzibur that Tzibur has. And so it's tefillas b'makom the carbon tamid, and the carbon needs birchas kohanim. So he's got to participate in that birchas kohanim as well. But again, the implication is that it's very much a part of the tefillah, and that's why the Berhetev writes the shliach Tzibur himself can call out kohanim in middle of his chazaras hashatz. It's a hefsek right in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. How can you call out kohanim? No, if it's part of the Shemona Esrei, it's not a hefsek at all. It's a chelek of the tefillah. In the Sefer Emek Bracha, he disagrees. He quotes from the Halachas Ketanos and he says, no, they were koveya the makom of Birchus Kohanim in tefillah, but it doesn't. It itself is not part of tefillah, and therefore, if you let's say if you skipped Birchus Kohanim, you missed Birchus Kohanim the whole tefillah, do you go back and say the entire tefillah over again? He said, no way. You would never go back and say the entire tefillah over again. You already yotzei tefillah. If Birchus Kohanim were a chelek of tefillah, so some missing a bracha, you ruin the whole Shemoneh Esrei. You should have to repeat the whole thing over again. It's Raya's from a Yerushalmi in Megillah, where the Yerushalmi says, "Ein over l'fnei ateva ela ba'asara, hischilu ba'asara v'alchu m'ksasim gomer." If you begin Chazar Shatz with the minion, and then some people leave, you can continue. "Ein nos neskapein ela ba'asara, hischilu ba'asara v'yatzu m'ksasim gomer." Birch Kanam also, you begin with a minion. If some people leave, you can then conclude. But the Nesias Kapayim, you see clearly, is not a chelik min atfila. That's why the Yerushalmi has to put it in a separate line. Otherwise, it would just be included. And why do you have to start Birch Kanam with a minion? You started Chazar Sashatz with a minion. So that's why does that part of Chazar Shatz have to start with a minion? So you see that it's a separate minion. That's what Bir Alacha says in explaining the Yerushalmi, that Nesias Kapayim is not part of the Seder Tefila. The Mishnah Berurah says that's true, that Nesias Kapayim is not part of the Seder Tefila, but when there are no Kohanim, or in Chutz Laaretz we say the Birch Kohanim Elkein Velkei Avosenu, that the Chazan says in his Chazar Shatz, that is part of Tefila. Even though the Birch Kohanim itself is not part of Tefila, that would be part of Tefila. Now if you miss it, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to repeat the Chazar Shatz, because it's a much later addition to Tefillah. The Chachmei HaShatz didn't know anything about this Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Avoseinu. They didn't have that. They had actual Birchas Kohanim. So since it's a much later addition, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei on its account, but it is considered a part of the Shemoneh Esrei itself. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, V'chimeach Demei Ve'Esrim. If the arrangement of the brachas of tefillah was already determined by 120 zakenim, and amongst them were several neviim, what did Shimon HaPakuli add to the seder? So shachem v'chazv yastum. It was forgotten. The Ben Yoyada explains it means that the brachas were remembered, but the order was forgotten. Shimon HaPakuli had to come and reinstitute the order. Mikan ve'elach asul l'saper b'shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But beyond the brachas that were given in Shimon Esrei to say, one is not allowed to go and say the praises of Hashem. Damar Ablazer, Maidichsiv, Mi Yamal Gvuris Hashem, Yashmiya Kolti Laso, Lami Na, what does that pasuk mean? It means, Lami Na, Lamal Gvuris Hashem, who's the one that should be speaking about and waxing poetic about the strength of Hashem? Lami Sheyachal Hashmiya Kolti Laso. Only someone who's able to let it be known, all of the praises of Hashem. But we can't. We can never be able to possibly say all of the praises of Hashem. And even though the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were Mesakein Shmon Esrei Brachos in Shmon Esrei, the B'nayo writes, yeah, they were Mesakein Shmon Esrei Brachos after the Tefillah of Nishmas, where we first issue a Moda'ah, that you Pina Mali Shira Kayam, that even if we had all the Shira in the world in our mouths, and if we had all the wherewithal and the ability to sing praises all day, we still wouldn't be able to get Achas Me'el Falfei Alafim. We still wouldn't be able to get even a small percentage of the tilos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we acknowledge that meikara, but that's why it's inappropriate to keep on saying the praises of Hashem, because it makes it sound like we're able to say all of them and we don't even come close. Amar Rabbi Abrachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Mesaber b'shivcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosem yidai nekar min ha'olam. If someone is meshabeach Hashem more than the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were mesakein, so he's going to be uprooted from the world. Shenemar yisuper lo ki adaber im amar ish ish ki yivula. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ish kvar gavuya, va'amri lo ish kvar gibor chayil. That Rabbi Yehuda, either from a village of Gavuria, from a village called Gibor Chayil, darshin, maiduchsiv, l'chadomiya sihila, sama dekula mashtuka. That the ultimate medicine for everything is to be quiet. That a person, it's not only siyag l'chachma, it's a wise thing to do, and it's a way to solve a lot of problems by a person not talking too much. Kiyas Rav Dimi Yamar Amri b'marava, they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, mila besela, mishtuka betrin. If it should cost a sella to say a word, it should cost two sellas to be quiet, because being quiet is usually twice as valuable as saying a word. Someone once pointed, I once heard on a tape from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein's of Kron Levracha, I forgot who he quoted, that this relates to the Gemara previously. The Gemara tells us previously on the Tez Zainim base that Yaakov Avinu treated Yosef differently than the other brothers. How did he treat him differently? He made him a ksonas pasim. But the Gemara doesn't just say he made him a ksonas pasim. It says, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Sla'im Milas, shows of Yaakov Yosef, because of two slayim of linen that Yaakov gave to Yosef, that's when the skalgal davar v'yardav v'seinu l'mitzrayim. Why does the Gemara have to tell us how much linen it was? Who cares how much linen it was? So he said, no, shnei slayim. Yaakov was trying to send a message to Yosef. He wasn't just showing favoritism to Yosef. He was trying to send a message that we learn that milas b'sela, mashtukas betrayim. Shnei slayim is what it is to is how much quiet is worth. Yosef, you have dreams, you don't have to say them. You could keep keep your mouth shut. You could have your dreams to yourself without telling them to everybody. He was telling him the value of shtika at certain points, that sometimes that requires much greater chachma. So okay, kara, and that's why the Gemara identifies exactly how much it was. It was shnei slaim. Kara al peh lo yatsa. So the Mishnah had said that if we read the Megillah bal peh, one is not yotze. So minalan, how do I know that? Amar Rava Asya zechira zechira. We learn it from zechira zechira. Ksiv hacha vayam meile nizkarim by the Megillah. Ksiv hasam ksov zos zikaron basefer. So you see, zikaron has to be dafka basefer. Malalan basefer. Afkan basefer. So Megillah also has to be basefer. Umaydahay zechira kriya hi dimli iun bialma. But how do you know that zechira means reading? Maybe zechira just means looking at it. How do you know you have to say it out loud? So lo salkadaitach titanya zachar yachal belev. From the word zachar, you would think it only has to be belev. Shomer lo sishkach. When it then says lo sishkach, re shichas alev amur, it already covers shichas alev. Hamani mekayim zachar. So what does zachar teach me? Zachar is that it's bepeh. It teaches me that it has to be said even bepeh. The Urayim writes that the Megillah is Dvarim Shebichsav, and you're not allowed to say it balpeh. And even though other Dvarim, your other Dvarim Shebichsav, you're only not allowed to say balpeh when you're trying to be Moti Acher Midei Chavasam. By Megillah, it's more Chamer, not say balpeh, even Liatzma. Because it's Dvarim Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say balpeh. The impression you get from the Urayim is that the reason that one is not Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah when you say balpeh is because it's an expansion of the general din of Dvarim Shebichsav Iyat HaRashi Lomram balpeh. That it's not a specific din of Mikra Megillah, it's part of the broader din of Dvarim Shebichsav that you're not allowed to say, that you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. And he's not the only one that says that way. The only thing is, it's difficult to understand why that would be the case. Meaning, normally Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Hashoah Lom Baal Peh doesn't mean that you have to read it from a Kashra Sefer Torah, from a Kashra Klaf, from a, it just means that you have to read it. You open up a Chumash and you read a Pasuk, that's not a violation of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Hashoah Lom Baal Peh. So why is that a Megillah? But Megillah, we know that you're not Yotzei if it's a Pasuk of Megillah. It's got to be a Kashra Megillah. So it sounds like this is a much bigger expansion of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Hashoah Lom Baal Peh. Not only that it doesn't that it applies even though you're not being motzi other people, but that the what's called Baal Peh, the definition of Baal Peh, changes for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah. In the Parshas of the Gemara, it sounds like the Kriya of Parsha Zachar has to be from a Sefer Torah, and that's a Dindar Raisa, that you have to read Parsha Zachar from a Sefer Torah. Because that's what we're saying. Zachar, you would have thought Belev. So that's why it says Lo Sishkach. So we see you need Zechira Bepeh, and we're saying that the definition of Zechira is Besefer, that it's got to be Dafka from a Kashra Sefer Torah. And that's what the Sefer HaEshkol writes, and several Rishonim write. It's interesting that the Minchas Chinuch disagrees for some reason. Minchas Chinuch assumes in mitzvah Tafresh Gimel that the chiv of Parsha Zachar mitoch Sefer Torah is not a chiv d'oraisa, it's only a chiv midrabanan. Midoraisa you can read it bal peh, and the Tshuvas Torah's Chesed says that it sounds that way from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos as well, and in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to be zocher Maisa Amalek, but in formulating the mitzvah he doesn't mention that it has to be read from a Sefer Torah. So it sounds like he holds that that's not critical to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras HaMalek. Tosos in yesterday's daf quoted Shitas Rashi that when we say that whether Megillah could be written b'chal lashon or whether the Torah could be was given b'chal lashon or is not given b'chal lashon, that it related to Kriyas HaTorah. And Tosos says, no, I can't relate to Kriyas HaTorah because there's no Kriyas HaTorah that's d'oraisa except for Parsha Zachar. So Tosos says, no, it must be relating to reading the Parsha of Chalitza, Bikurim. Why didn't Tosos say maybe it's relating to Kriyas Parsha Zachar? He doesn't say in brachas. That's what he says. Tosfos elsewhere says, "Yeah, it relates to Kriyas Parsha Zachar." That's what the whole discussion of whether it's given b'chal lashon or not. So the suggestion is made by some of the achronim. Pnei Yeshua says maybe the difference between our Tosfos and Tosfos in brachas is whether Kriyas Parsha Zachar needs to be mitoch haksav. Meaning Tosfos says over here that Kriyas Parsha Zachar is daraisa, but Tosfos doesn't want to say that that's the nafka mina and whether Torah was given b'chal lashon or b'lashon hakodesh because you don't really have to read it mitoch Sefer Torah anyway. Whereas Tosfos Maseches Brachos says, no, that is the nafkamina in whether the Torah was given b'chal lashon, because Tosfos Maseches Brachos says you do have to read it from a Sefer Torah. That's how Pnei Yeshua explains the difference in the two Tosfos. Kara Targum lo Yotze. If you read it in Targum, you're not Yotze. So, Echidam, what does it mean Targum? Ilem d'ksiva mikra v'kari la Targum hainu alpeh. If it's written in Hebrew and you're reading it in another language, well, isn't that alpeh? So, lo tzricha d'ksiva Targum v'kari la Targum. No, it's actually written in Targum and you're reading it as is. is. The Mishnah said you created for people who speak a foreign language in that foreign language. But didn't we just say that you can't read it in other languages? No, when we say you can be Yotze, that's in Greek. If it's written in Hebrew and you're reading it in Greek, well then that for sure can't be good. That's Baal Peh. No, it's written in Greek also, and you're reading it in Greek. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov El? Shenema v'yikrilo El, Elokei Yisrael. Hashem called him El. Who called him El? Elokei Yisrael. Disal kadaitach, l'mizbeach, karele Yaakov El. If you say that, no, it's Yaakov calling the Mizbeach El, v'yikrilo Yaakov mi bayalei. It should have said v'yikrilo Yaakov. Ela v'yikrilo li Yaakov El, umi karo El, Elokei Yisrael. The way to read the pasuk is, Hashem called this name to Yaakov, that he called Yaakov El. Who called Yaakov El? Elokei Yisrael. Meisvei kara giftis ibrisil mismadis yivanis lo yatsa. We learned in a brisa that if you read it in any other language, including Greek, you're not yotze. Halodamia elolaha. Giftis le giftim, ivris le ivrim, ilmis le ilmim, yivanis le yivanim, yatsa. We have another brisa that says, for people who speak that language, if you read it to them in the language that they speak, they're yotze. Iachi ravishmol mai mukin la masisim belaz yivanis, lukman bechal laz. Well, there's a brisa anyway that says you could read it to anybody in whatever language they speak. Why do you have to say that when our Mishnah says you could be yotze in laz, it has to dafka be Greek? It could be any language, as long as it's the language that the people speak. Ela masnisim ke brisa. So no, our Mishnah must be something like the brisa of a Rav Shmuel be Alma Idmar. Rav and Shmuel's idea of singling out Greek was said in different contexts. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavai Laz Yivani Lukal Kasher, that they say that Laz Yivani will work for anybody. Vakatani Yivanis Li Yivanim in Lukal Alma Lo, but that's not what the Brisa said. The Brisa said Yivanis works for Yivanim. It doesn't work for people who don't speak Greek. In Udam Rav Shmuel Gamliel, no, they hold like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The time Rav Shmuel Gamliel Amar Rav Sfarim Lo Tir Shiichtavu Eli Yivanis, that even Sifrei Torah can only be written in Yavanis. So you see that Greek is singled out, that it's different than other languages. But if that's all Rav and Shmuel are telling me, that Greek is different than other languages, and that's why Sfarim could be written in Greek, so say that. That looks like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. The Tanna already says it. Why would they pretend like they're reinventing the wheel? See, Amri Alach Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Ava Mina Ani Mili Shar Sfarim, Ava Magil Dechsivba Kiksavam Emolo, Kamash Milan. If they would have just said that we would assume that that's only true by Svarim other than Megillah. But since Megillah says Kiksavam, I would think that Megillah were more makbid, that it has to be written Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh and Ashuris. That's why it has to tell me, that's why Rav Shmuel has to come along and tell me that even Megillah can be written in Greek. A Lois who hears it in Ashuris, who hears Megillah in Hebrew, is Yotzei. I have a Loyada my Kamri, but he has no idea what's going on. So how could he possibly be Yotzei if he doesn't understand the word that they're saying? So Mididava Anashim Ba'Me'aretz. There are plenty of people sitting there by Kriyas Megillah that have no idea what they're saying. The women used to not speak any Hebrew at all. The Ba'Me'aretz didn't understand anything, and yet they're still Yotzei Megillah. Maskva Ravina Atu Anan Ha'Chashtarnim B'nei Ramachim Mi'Adinan. Do we know what that phrase in the Megillah means? Meaning there are phrases that we don't know in Megillah. So you have the phrase Ha'Chashtarnim B'nei Ramachim. No one knows what that means. Elements is Kriya Persuminisa, and still that's fine. We have a Kriyas HaMegillah, we're still being Mekayim Mitzvah Persuminisa, and that's perfectly fine. Achinami Mitzvah Kriya Persuminisa, even though we have no idea what those words mean. So the Pashto of the Gemara means that we don't know what those words mean at all, that nobody knows what those words mean. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, has a slightly different reading of it. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, he says, "My time, Adika Mitzvah Kriya Persuminisa, Ukigo Nashim, Vameyaritz, Loyadin, and Perush HaChashtan, and Bnei Aramachim." That the Nashim and the Amiarets don't know what this phrase means. That the Gemara is not singling out this phrase to say that the Chachmei Chazal didn't know what it means. No, the Nashim, the Amiarets, they don't know what it means. There's a fascinating exchange between the Rivash and the Ran. The Rivash writes in the Tshuva that he came to a certain city and he saw that they were knowing to read the Megillah for women in Lashon La'az, in the language that people spoke in that city, because the women didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. And the Rivash wanted to be Mevatel the Minhag for two reasons. First reason is to be Choshish for Shitas Ramban, that we had that someone who himself understands Hebrew cannot be Yotze in another language, and since he cannot be Yotze, he can't be Motzi other people. So even though the women didn't speak Hebrew, the guy who was reading it for them did understand Hebrew, so maybe he can't be Motzi the women in any other language. But the second second reason he says is our Gemara, that we don't know what all the words mean. So what? How are you going to translate that? How are you going to have it in the Lashon Naz if we don't even know what all the phrases of the Megillah mean? If even the Chachmei Chazal didn't know what they all mean. So the Rivash sent his tshuva to the Ran to see if the Ran was his Rebbe, to see if the Ran approves of his bittul of this minhag. The Ran says, I'm maskim, you should be mevatel the minhag. But he says, you know, it's always good to try to be miyashiv a minhag also, so to try to explain what they were thinking, he says, first of all, in terms of what our Gemara says, that we don't know what achashtarn and b'nei malachim, what it means, it doesn't mean that the Chachmei Talmud didn't know what it means. It means that most of the Amei Aretz didn't know what it means. But of course the Chachmei Talmud knew what it means. So he says, the Ran says, in a tshuva, exactly like Rabbeinu Chananel, not like the Pashtus, what it sounds like in the Gemara, that nobody knew what it meant. Kara Seirugin Yotze. The Mishnah said that if we read the Megillah, Seirugin Riyotze. So the Gemara is going to have a list now of five different words that we have no idea what they meant until we got from obscure sources what the words actually meant. This Gemara is used as one of the rayos that you can use non-Torah sources as for etymology and for figuring out, like like the word chilazon, the fact that that in so many Middle Eastern languages the word chilazon is used to describe a snail or something similar to the word chilazon. So some bring that as a raya that you see that the chilazon is not a fish, that it's a snail, that it's briyaso doma ledag, means that it's not a fish. So others say, how can you bring rayas from other languages and from what people are talking and what people are saying? How's that? Well, it sounds like that way from the Gemara, that they would bring rayas just from the way people would call things, that you'd see, you'd be able to discover the etymology of a word. So anyway, lo aviyadi rabbanan mai seirugin. The rabbanan didn't know what the word seirugin meant. Shamuel amsit be'rabbi dekamr lul rabbanan davu'ayli piski be'rabbi. When the amsit be'rabbi, the maidservant by the base rabbi, saw the rabbanan coming in groups at a time, but not coming all at once, she said, al masayatam nechasin seirugin seirugin. How long are you going to come seirugin seirugin? And they realized that seirugin means like skipping a little bit. Group comes, and then you skip, and then another group, then you skip. So they realize what Sirugan means. The Rabbanan didn't know what Chalug Logos means. Shamuel amsud b'Rabbi damr le'ilahu gavr davakam vade parpachine ad mosa atam mefazer Chalug Logecha. They saw that someone was spreading seeds around and planting the seeds, and amsud b'Rabbi said, how long are you going to be spreading Chalug Logecha around? So they realized it's some type of seed. L'aviyad Rabbanan ma'yichal slavetarom mecha. They didn't know what that phrase meant. Shamuel amsud b'Rabbi davas amr le'ilahu gavr davakam hapich b'mazya. The amsud b'Rabbi saw a guy that was curling his hair. Amalei Admasi Atam Misalsel B'Sarecha. How long are you going to be misalsel in your hair? So you see that it means turning over and being mahapich. That's how they figured out what it meant. Lavi Yadu Rabbanan Mai Hashlech Hashem Al Hashem Yahavcha. Amar Rabba Bar Bechana Zimna Chadav Zilna Bahadei Hutaya. I was traveling and there was an Arab merchant there, V'Katarina Tuna, and was holding a bundle. V'Amalei Shkol Yahavcha V'Shadia Gamlai. And he said, take your Yahavcha, your burden, and throw it on my camel. So I realized that Yahavcha means your burden. And again, the Amsud Rebbe came in. She said, take the broom and sweep the house. So they realized that it means to sweep, that it means a broom. If you read the Megillah, Seirugin, we read it out of order, lo yatsa. But if we read it Seirusin, we're not yotze. Ramona Amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Af B'Seirugin Im Shalkei Ligmar Eskula Chazal Rosh. Even if you read it Seirugin, means Seirusin is out of order. Seirusin would be the Mafreya. Seirugin would mean skipping, pausing, taking breaks. So if you read it Seirugin, you're Yotze. But if you're Shalkei Ligmar Eskula, then Chazal Rosh. Meaning if you pause for long enough that you had time to finish the whole thing, then you have to go back to the beginning again. So the Rishonim Paskin, like the Shita of the Tanakama, that even if Shal Kedei Ligmar Eskula, you're not Chozel L'Rosh. That's what we're going to see now in a moment. The next 10 lines of Gemara is going to deal with how to Paskin. But at the end of the day, the Rishonim Paskin, like the Tanakama, that even if you wait long enough to finish the whole thing, you don't have to be Chozel L'Rosh, which the Rishonim are bothered because there's a Gemara Maseches Brachos Tav Chav Bez on Bez that talks about if you're Omid Bitfila and you have to pause. There's Shosis Mayim Al Birchav, there's urine going down a person's leg, so he has to pause in the Shemona Esrei. So there's machlokes of Chizra Mnuna where he has to go back to. Does he chozel l'rosh at tefila or to the place where he stopped? So the Gemara says that discusses over there whether they only argue when you waited kedei ligmar eskula or even when you didn't wait that long. And Rav Ashi says that if you waited kedei ligmar eskula, everyone would say you have to go back to the beginning. So how could it be that in our Gemara, the Rishonim Ol Paskin, that you, even if you wait Kedei Ligmar Skula, you can keep on reading the Megillah, yet when it comes to Shmon Esrei, when you show Kedei Ligmar Skula, everyone holds, you go right back to the beginning of the Shmon Esrei. So the riff is Miyashev, he says that there's a chilik between Tefillah and other mitzvos. By other mitzvos, the halacha is that even if you show Kedei Ligmar Skula, you don't go back to the beginning. But Tefillah is different, because Tefillah, we find that we're extra machmir when it comes to a hefsek and tefillah, that tefillah melech shoel b'shlomo, even if a king comes and asks you, and says shalom aleichem, or nachush korach ala kevo, you're not mafsek and tefillah. So tefillah, we have extra strict halachos of hefsek. That's how the Rif understands. The Sar Mikutzi, however, says, no, there's a big difference in terms of the reason that you're pausing. If the reason, if you're pausing, when Rav Ashi says in Brachos, that's talking about where you couldn't continue your tefillah mitzad adin. There was urine there. You couldn't continue. So that's the person is dachui from the tefillah at that moment. So then he's got to be chozel l'rosh. But if you're stand pausing in mikra megillah to take a breath, so then you don't have to be chozel l'rosh. How do we paskan halacha? Shulchan Aruch says like the Rif, that by other mitzvahs, if Shah Filuk de Ligmar Skula, you're not chozel l'rosh, it's only by tefillah that you're chozel l'rosh. But the Ramah adds in Hilchos Tefillin Sim Samachay, like the Sar Mikutzi, that someone who's mafsik with Kriya Shema machmas ones, and Yishal Kedei Ligmar Skula, he has to be Chozal Rosh, even though it's not Tefillah, it's Kriya Shema, but if it's Machmas Ones, then you're Chozal Rosh. So that's the Machlokas. Mechaber Amah matches the Machlokas, Rif and the Sar Mikutzi. Amr Rav Yosef, Halach Rabbi Mona Shor Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. The Halach like Rabbi Mona says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that if Yishal Kedei Ligmar Skula, even by the Megillah, you have to go back to the beginning. Amr Le'abai Rav Yosef, Kedei Ligmar Skula, Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa, Odumah Mireisha L'Seifa. How do we measure Kedei Ligmar Skula? From where you're up to right now till the end of the Megillah, or from the beginning to the end of the Megillah? So Amr Le'mireisha L'Seifa. We measure it from the beginning to the end of the Megillah. Dimke Nasata Devarecha L'Shirun. Because otherwise, it's going to be a different amount of a pause depending where you are in the Megillah, and that would be ridiculous. That a pause of 1 second is going to be a problem if you're up to the last word in the Megillah, but a pause of 15 minutes is not going to be a problem if you're toward the beginning of the Megillah. That can't be. Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Yirmi Barab, Amr Rav, Halacha Krabi Munai, Rabbi Mona, the halach like Rabbi Mona, Rav says, Shmuel Amar, ein halach Rabbi Mona, and Shmuel says, no. The Surah Masnu Hachi, that's the way they taught it in Surah, but Pumadisa Masnu Hachi, but in Pumadisa they taught that Amar of Kan Amar Rav, halach like Rabbi Mona, Shmuel Amar, ein halach Rabbi Mona, and Rav Bibi Masni Ibcha, Rav Bibi taught the opposite, that Rav Amar, ein halach Rabbi Mona, Shmuel Amar, halach Rabbi Mona. The Rav says, halach is not like Rabbi Mona, Shmuel says, halach is like Rabbi Mona. Amar of Yosef Nekot, Rav Bibi Biyarcha, the Shmuel who dechayish li chidah, that you should assume that Rav Bibi has the correct version. Shmuel is the one that's always choshish for the Das Yachid. Rav Mona is a Das Yachid. That's Shmuel's opinion. So therefore, Tosa says that Rav is the one that says that we don't pass like Rav Mona, and therefore, if you're Shakadei Ligmar Skula, you don't have to be Chozal the Rosh. You can continue from where you left off. And Hilchsa Karav Bi Yisure, Tosa says, that's why we paskin like Rav. That's why we paskin that by Megillah, even if you're Shakadei Ligmar Skula, you don't have to be Chozal the Rosh. You have to go back. You do not have to go back to the beginning of the Megillah. Where do we find that Shmuel is choshish liyichida? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Shomeres yavam shekidesh achives achosa. Let's say you have a situation of yibum, but one of the brothers was already mekadesh the sister of the woman who is the shomeres yavam. So mishum rabbi yudah mesera amru omrim lo hamtein at shiasa achicha gadol maisa. We say don't get married, don't do nisun. If you already had kiddushin, don't do nisun with the girl till one of the other brothers does yibum, because otherwise this woman is zakuka to you also. There's still a Zika of Yibum that exists. Amr Shmuel halach Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, and Shmuel says we pass on Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. The Rabbanon over there disagree. They say that since they're Shnei Achim, there's no Zika that's Miyucha to this one who happens to have an Erisin with the other girl. So he doesn't have to worry about the Zika. The Zika could be for the other brother. So he doesn't have to wait until someone does Yibum or Chalitza. But Shmuel passes like Rabbi Yehuda Meseira that you do have to wait. Tan Rabbanon Praisa Hishmit Basofer Osios Opsukin Vekarana Hakarikim and Torguman Hamatargim Yatza. If the sofer that wrote the Megillah left out some letters or some psukim, and you just read it, even though they're not there, you just read it, you Yotze. Meisvei Haibos Yosmitushasha Samukrasim Rishum Nikok Sherevim Laf Psula. If you have messed up letters that are rubbed out, so it's possible, says Marlo Kasha, Habakula Abimuksasa. Big difference. If it's entirely the whole Megillah is with rubbed out letters, so then it's going to be possible. But if only some of the Megillah has rubbed out letters, or even letters that were never written there in the first place, then that's going to be kasha. That's between kula and muksasa. The Bira Lacha in Siman Tafresh Sadi says, how do you measure what's considered the majority? Kula presumably means ruba kukulo, that the majority. How do you measure the majority? Do you base on the majority of letters or based on the majority of words? So Bira Lacha writes in Tafresh Sadi that it's clearly based on the majority of words, because it's lo yitachin, it's not possible that every single word in the Megillah could be missing a letter and the Megillah is going to be kasher. Not a single word would be able to be read straight and it would still be kasher. So but the majority of the letters are intact. It doesn't make a difference. It has to be the majority of the words that are intact. Tanu Rabbanan, Hishmin Balkari Pasuk Echad, Lo Yomar Ekra Eskula V'Achar Kach Ekra Oso Pasuk. Let's say the Balkari missed one Pasuk, so you shouldn't say, I'll finish the whole rest of the Megillah, then I'll go back to that Pasuk. Alakari Miyosu Pasuk Ve'eluch. You go back to the Pasuk that was skipped, and you read from there on. Nichmas HaBeis HaKnesses, a person comes into a Beis HaKnesses, Umatza Tzibur Shekaru Chetzia, and he found that he's late, and the Tzibur is already halfway through the Megillah. Lo Yomar Ekra Chetzia Matzibur V'Achar Kach Ekra Chetzia. Don't say, I'll just read the rest of the Megillah together with the Tzibur, and then I'll make up that pasuk afterwards. I'll make up the first half afterwards. You have to read the Megillah in order, so you start. You try to catch up. You try to read quickly enough. Hopefully, by the Hamans, you'll be able to catch up to the Tzibur. That happens every year. I get that shaila. A woman comes in and says, "I just missed the first pasuk, but I listened to the whole rest of the Megillah, and then I said the first pasuk afterwards." So that's not what you're supposed to do. That doesn't work. You have to. If you just missed the first pasuk, you say the first pasuk, and then you catch up to the tzibur. Misnamnim yotze. If a person is misnamnim, he's yotze. Misnamnim means he's dozing. So echidam misnamnim. How asleep is misnamnim? Some ravashi nimnim velonim tir velotir dekar levani velo yada laduri svara vichimitkule midkar. That if you could call the person and he would respond, he's awake enough to respond, but he's not awake enough to respond with something intelligent, to say something that would require some sort of havana. So then that's what misnamnim means. But if you would give him a minute to pull himself together, he would be able to even to say svara. So that's the level of misnamnim that we're talking about. Hayikosva darsha magia im kivin libo yatzav. A person was writing the Megillah, darshing the Megillah, editing, marking off the Megillah. So then, if he's having kavana while he's doing that, he's yotzei. Seichidami itka misad psuka psuka v'kasvla ki kivin libo mayhavi al pehu. If he's just trying to think of the psukim in his head and then he's writing them as he's thinking them in his head, so then it's still balpe, even if he's having Kavana, he's doing it palpe. Ela de kasa psuka psuka vikarile. No, it must be that he's writing each pasuk, then he reads the pasuk that he just wrote, then he writes the next pasuk and reads that pasuk that he just wrote. But still, mi yatzav amar bichalba amar bicham barguri amar rav alach kedivrei amar kula vafilu mader mishiyudi tzricha shetek suva kula. Everyone agrees at the very least the entire Megillah has to be written out in front of you when you're reading it. He can't write a pasuk then read it when the rest of the pasukim aren't there yet. Then write the next pasuk and read it. Well, the Megillah is not all there yet. Ela no, it must be the manchem. Megillah Kameh, there's a Megillah in front of him, and he reads one pasuk at a time from the Megillah, the fully existing Megillah, and then he writes one pasuk at a time in a new Megillah that he's writing. We pass on the halacha that you have to do this, that a person, when he writes stam, he's supposed to say it over also, that he's supposed to, he has to take it from a ksav, he has to write from another ksav, and he's supposed to say it over as well. There's a big discussion in the poskim, when you say over what you're writing, so should you say over with the kri or with the ksiv? Because the reason to say it over is to make sure you're getting the ksiv exactly, the writing exactly correct. So should you say it with the kri or ksiv? So some of the posts can bring a raya from our gemara that you would say it with the kri, not with the ksiv. Because we're saying that he's yotzei when he's doing this. How could he be yotzei if he's reading the ksiv? He's not reading the kri. You can't be yotzei that way. A lot of those kris and ksivs would be ma'akiv if you read it the way it's written. So that's one of the rayas that they have. Le'me sayyeh le'rabbar b'chana. We have a raya to Rabbar b'chana. Da'amar Rabbar b'chana. asa lichtavos achas shalom minaksav. You're not allowed to write even a single letter shalom minaksav. That's not copied directly minaksav. So dilma disrami leisramuye. No, that's not a raya. That's not a raya necessarily. That's the case. Maybe that was the situation that he had, is that he happened to have another Megillah to copy from. So that's why he wrote minaksav. But it's not a raya that halachically you have to write from Iksav. So the Gemara rejects that proof. We'll stop there. We'll stop at Kutfah.